It's always
a joy to be with you folks.
见到大家,
I love the energy of your worship team today.
我非常喜欢今天的敬拜团队。
I think that was the most beautiful, handsome group of people I've seen in a long time.
他们站在一起非常的养眼。
Thank you for your passion for the Lord.
非常感谢你们对神的热情。
So today I'm going to make you work as far as understanding what the sermon is. Whoops, sorry, I gave you the answer. Let me give you some clues to where we're going today. This is the one thing that keeps you from celebrating another person's success.
这个东西让我们没有办法庆祝别人的成功。
It's the one thing that keeps you from making apology when you know that you have done wrong.
当我们犯错的时候，这个东西让我们没有办法说出道歉的话。
It keeps you arguing a point even after you realize you don't really have a good point.
它也让我们和人争辩，事后却发现我们自己根本没有任何道理。
It keeps you from admitting loss.
它让我们无法面对自己的失败。
It keeps you from admitting weakness.
它让我们无法面对自己的软弱。
It keeps you from admitting you need others' help.
它也让我们不愿承认自己需要帮助。
It keeps you from being honest with yourself.
它让我们无法面对真实的自己。
It keeps you from being honest with others.
也不能让我们对别人坦诚相待。
It's what causes you to feel good when someone else fails.
当你看到别人失败的时候，你心里反而会开心。
It's what causes you to lie about your past.
它也让我们对自己的过去撒谎。
And it causes you to buy things to impress people who aren't even paying attention to you.
我们甚至通过买东西来给身边的人留下印象，但其实人家根本不关心。
And what is this topic?
我们今天的主题是什么？大家猜一下。
It is pride.
就是骄傲。
Now you're probably thinking, oh, I wish this other person was here today. They need to hear this sermon.
你可能心里会想，哎，那个人要在就好了，他真的应该听一下今天的正道。
There's probably a lot of you thinking, oh, I'm glad he's talking about this, but I don't have a problem with pride.
你们可能大多数人心里在想，我没有这个问题。
But the reality is that pride is actually the foundation of all the other vices and sins that we deal with.
其实，事实是我们生活中所有的恶习全部都是从骄傲来的。
As I was preparing this sermon, I examined the pride in my own life.
当我在准备这篇正道的时候，我自己也非常深刻地反省了我的人生。
And I was shocked to see there's evidence of a lot of pride in me.
当我发现我自己非常骄傲的时候，我感到非常的害怕。
My signature sin is that of performing and pleasing people.
我最大一个骄傲的问题就是我总是通过表演来让别人觉得开心。
And that's driven by pride.
那这个呢，我这个行为就是骄傲导致的。
And I realized that unless I took drastic steps, pride could overtake me.
如果这个也让我意识到，如果我没有一个彻底的翻转的话，那骄傲就会牵着我的鼻子走。So
that's our mission today, is to understand pride and the great danger that it has in our lives.
我们今天的目的就是要了解骄傲对我们的生活会造成怎样巨大的影响。So
we're going to come up with a three-step strategy for overcoming pride.
我们今天的任务就是针对骄傲，我们制定了三个克服它的策略。
The first step in defeating pride is to understand the nature of pride.
那第一步呢，就是了解骄傲的本质。
We're not moving forward here. There is a healthy pride and a dysfunctional pride.
注意区分，这里有两种不同的骄傲：健康的骄傲和不健康的骄傲。
Healthy pride is when you're proud of your grandchildren or your children or your artwork, or it could be healthy, a good thing.
健康的骄傲，它是一种自豪感，它可以为你可以为自己的孩子、自己的孙子，或者是自己一项艺术品工作而感到骄傲。
But dysfunctional pride is when you place yourself at the center of the universe.
另一种不健康的骄傲就是你以自己为宇宙的中心。
When life becomes about me.
然后你觉得生活都是绕着你转。
Webster defines pride as an inordinate self-esteem, an unreasonable conceit in one's own superiority in talents, beauty, wealth, accomplishment, rank or elevation in office, which manifests itself in lofty airs, distance, reserve, and often contempt of others.
这个是英语词典中对于骄傲的定义。骄傲是过度的自高自大，一种在才能、美貌、财富、成就、评级，或者是职位上有不合理的优越感和自负感，常常表现为觉得自己高人一等，而且常常蔑视别人。
So I'd like to give you an inventory so that you can check whether or not you have any pride in yourself.
大家可以自我检查一下，你是否有这四个迹象。
One evidence of this is you compare yourself with others.
你常和别人做比较。
Life is all about how you stack up with others.
你觉得生活就是用外在的东西来包装充实你自己。
So we buy the latest technology, have the fastest car, the biggest house, all these things to impress people about us.
你会通过买这些最新的技术、漂亮的衣服、大的房子、车子，然后觉得自己比别人优越。
A second is,Your self-worth is determined by your latest performance.
第二点就是你觉得自己的自我价值取决于你最新的表现。
One sure sign that your life has pride in is if you do something great and you feel great about it.
一个迹象就是说你觉得你在近期做了一件非常好的让别人觉得 impressive 的事情你就会觉得非常的好。
And if you would do that same thing, it would fail, you would say, I'm a failure.
当你如果一件事情失败的话，你的心情也会随着失落。
Because all you're doing is saying, my performance is the measure of my life.
因为你常常会觉得你的生活是由你近期的表现所决定的。
And that's pride.
这个就是骄傲。
The way that this causes me to stumble, if I preach a great sermon, I feel great.
针对我自己来讲的话，就是如果我今天正道讲得非常好，就非常好。
But if I preach a sermon that I don't think is great, I go into a depression.
如果我今天觉得我正道的表现不太好的话，我心里就会觉得我表现很差。
And that's not the measure.
但是这个并不是我们衡量自己的标准。
God's the measure of whether or not I've done right or wrong.
神才是衡量我们自我价值的。
My job is simply to preach as well as I can.
我的工作只是说我尽我自己全能，然后去讲好这篇道。
So on the way out, don't tell me I failed today.
所以今天结束之后，大家别说我讲的不好。
Actually, you could do that.
实际上你可以这样说。
The third is you can't celebrate someone else's success.
第三个迹象就是你没有办法为别人的成功开心。
Because of insecurities, if someone does well, you don't like that person.
你的不安全感让你觉得别人成功了之后，你就会讨厌那个人。
That's a sure sign that you have pride inside.
这个就是一个你骄傲的迹象。
Next is you squeeze gifted people out of your life.
还有一点就是你不让优秀的人进入你的生活。
If someone can do something better than you, you make sure not to include them on your team.
所以如果当你发现有优秀的人，他们做得比你好的时候，你就不想让他加入你的团队。
Because you want to be the person shining in the spotlight.
因为你想是成为就是聚光灯下的那个最优秀的人。
And a fifth is that you want some say in everything.
还有第五点就是说你想要在所有的事上都表达观点。
Prideful people end up being controlling people.
如果这个骄傲有这个骄傲的迹象的话，你就是会尝试控制别人。
And no matter what the topic, they think they're the expert in it.
不管大家在聊什么，你都觉得自己是那个话题的专家。
So when that email goes out, you're usually the first person to respond.
所以当你有邮件发出的时候，这个人骄傲的人他将会是第一个 回复邮件的人。
Jesus actually addressed pride when he said, "Why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own?"
耶稣曾经提到骄傲的问题，他在马太福音中说道：“为什么看见你弟兄眼中的刺，却不想自己眼中有梁木呢？”
Proud people are experts at saying, "Oh, you got a speck in your eye."
骄傲的人，他是挑别人眼中刺的专家。
You're doing this incorrectly.
你这样做是错的。
I can do it the right way.
但是我的做法是正确的。
And as some have pointed out, when you point the finger at someone else, there's three fingers pointing back to you.
但是主耶稣告诉我们，当你在别人背后论断别人的时候，那你的背后将会有加倍的论断。
This is my observation about speck people.
这个就是我的一个观察。
Usually, if you can identify the speck in someone else, it's usually an issue you're dealing with.
当你看到别人眼中的刺或者他身上罪的时候，往往这个也是你自己的罪。
I cannot tell you how many men have appeared in my study accusing their wife of adultery when they're doing it.
有很多的男的，他们觉得自己的妻子对他们不忠，但是其实这些男的才是不忠的那一个。
Do you see any of these signs in your own life?
大家有没有发现自己生活中有这样的迹象？
If you don't address the issue of pride, it's going to destroy you.
如果你没有意识到骄傲的危险，那它将会摧毁你的人生。
It's going to destroy relationships that you have.
首先，它会摧毁你和别人的人际关系。
It's going to seriously limit your potential in life.
并且它会限制你的潜能。
So let's make an illustration of the dangers of pride.
让我们看一下骄傲所带来的危险。
And I want to start with theology.
我们首先来看一下神学中的说法。
And this is the theology of radical depravity.
骄傲使我们全人败坏。
It's not just that we live in a fallen world. The truth is, we're fallen inside of us.
我们不光是生活在一个堕落败坏的时代，而且我们自己内心也在快速的败坏。
This brokenness that we sang about is in all of our hearts.
这些败坏常常体现在我们的内心，我们的行为中。
It shows up in every one of our attitudes and our behaviors.
它体现在我们对人的态度以及我们做事的方式上。
At our core, we are selfish people.
所以大家应该了解我们其实是自私的。
Now, Jesus said that when he comes into us, we become a new creation.
主耶稣曾经告诉我们，当他来到这个世界上，我们会赐予我们新的生命。
He redeems us and he gives us the Holy Spirit to live inside of us.
他来救赎我们并且赐给我们圣灵。
We experience a new birth.
我们从生变成一个新造的人。
And all of that is true.
这一切都是真的。
But it's still in a broken body.
但是我们的内心仍然有破败。
So we have to understand that there is dangers that face us in our world outside of us.
我们必须意识到我们生活在这个时代有非常多的危险。
But there's also dangers that face us inside of us.
我们同时要了解，我们内心也面临着征战。
Every person that's hearing my voice right now, you are capable of tremendous sin.
我们在座的每一个人，你们在听这篇道的时候，你们都应该意识到自己内心，你们没有这个能力抵御你们的老我。
There was one person that didn't realize this.
然后有一个人他就没有意识到这一点。
His name was Peter.
他的名字就是彼得。
Could you read these verses?
Yeah. 我们看一下路加福音的22:54-61。他们拿住耶稣，把他带到大祭司的宅里，彼得远远地跟着。他们在院子里生了火，一同坐着，彼得也坐在他们中间。有一个使女看见彼得坐在火光中，就定睛看他，说，这个人素来也是同那人一伙的。彼得却不承认，说，女子，我不认得他。 过了不多的时候，又有一个人看见他，说：“你也是他们一党的。”彼得说：“你这个人，我不是。”又过了一个小时，又有一个人极力地说：“他实在是同那人一伙的，因为他也是加利利人。”彼得说：“你这个人，我不晓得你说的是什么。”正说话之间，鸡就叫了。主转过身来看彼得，彼得便想起主对他所说的话：“今日鸡叫已歇，你要三次不认我。”于是他就出去痛哭。
This is a colossal failure from Peter.
这个彼得的这个跌倒真的是太让人震惊了。
This is the same Peter that said to Jesus, "We can't leave because you have the words of eternal life."
因为这个是这个人他曾经说过，你是基督，你是永生神的儿子。
This is the same Peter who said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
这个人他曾经说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？
This is the same Peter who is the only human being to ever walk on water.
这个是那个曾经唯一在水上行走的人。
This is the great leader, the great preacher, the great Christian Peter.
他是伟大的领袖，他是伟大的传教士，他怎么会这样呢？
And this was not just a momentary slip up.
这个不是一个小小的一时间的失误。
His denials took place over a period of 2 hours.
在两个小时之内，他经历了三次不认主。
And while the first denial could be said, well, it was just spontaneous.
第一次不认主，我们可以看作是他的一个应激的反应。
The second and third denials were deliberate, intentional denials of Jesus.
但是接下来两次却是他在思考之后说出的。
So how did this whole story start?
我们来看一下整个完整的故事。
If you back up to Thursday night as they were celebrating the Last Supper.
我们来回到那个逾越节周四的晚上。
Jesus came up to Peter and he said his name twice, Simon, Simon.
主看着彼得说了两次，说西门，西门。
That's never good when someone says your name twice.
如果有人重复你名字两次时，那一定不是什么好的事情。
But Jesus looked at Simon and he said, "Satan has asked permission to sift you like wheat."
当他看着西门时，他说：“西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好筛你们像筛麦子一样。”
And Peter responds like this: "Lord, I'm ready to go with you." To prison or death.
彼得说，我就是必须和你同死，也总不能不认你。
Jesus said, Peter, before the rooster crows tomorrow morning, you will deny me 3 times.
主对他说，我实在告诉你，今夜鸡叫已歇，你要三次不认我。
And Peter said, that will never happen.
彼得却否认说，这不可能的。
So they leave the upper room and they start walking down the hill in Jerusalem.
于是他们离开了那个房间，然后往橄榄山去。
It's about a mile walk from the top of the temple down to the Garden of Gethsemane.
就是从那个屋子到克西马尼园大概是有一迈的距离。
And as they're walking down that hill, Jesus says to Peter again.
当他从在路上的时候，主又对他说了一次。
You will all fall away tonight.
你们今天都会跌倒。
And Peter says, even if any all of these, pointing to the disciples, fall away, I will never fall away from you, Lord.
但是彼得回应说，众人虽然跌倒，我总不能。
And what Peter is thinking at this time is probably this. Lord, you know a lot about stuff, but you don't know me.
我想当时彼得想要说的意思是，主啊，大多时候你是全知的神，但是你这次错了。
Lord, you're great on salvation and you're great on the gospel, but you don't know how strong I am.
他的意思是说，主啊，你是会治理国家的王，你是全能的救主，但是你却不了解我。
And you can be right in all these things, but you're wrong about me because I'm never going to deny you.
他说你对每一件事情都是对的，但是你对于我的看法却是错了，因为我永远不会背叛你。
And Jesus looks at him the second time and he says, Peter, before the rooster crows, you're going to deny me three times.
于是主又对他说，我实在告诉你，就在今夜夜里，鸡叫两遍以先，你要三次不认我。
Peter is so confident.
彼得非常的骄傲自信。
He is so foolishly proud of his own strength.
他真的是非常盲目愚蠢的为自己的信心感到骄傲。
And finally, they come to the Garden of Gethsemane.
最终他们来到了克西马尼园。
And Jesus says to his disciples, "Sit here and pray with me."
耶稣对门徒说，你们坐在这里和我一起祷告。
He said, "The hour of temptation is coming very soon."
他说，试探马上就要来了。
It's time to arm yourselves with prayer. It's time to get strong on the inside.
你们必须要通过祷告来武装自己，让自己的内心坚定。
Jesus goes off to pray.
于是主就去祷告了。
And a few minutes later, he comes back.
当过了几分钟之后，他回来。
And what are the disciples doing?
门徒在做什么？
Sleeping.
他们在睡觉。
And Jesus says, "Awake!Can't you guys watch with me just for an hour?
然后主耶稣说，你们大家就不能警醒片时吗？
Don't you get it, guys? This is a crucial hour.
你们可以理解吗？现在真的是非常艰难的时刻。
You should be strengthening yourself with prayer, and here you're in this sleep of self-confidence.
你们不应该去盲目的自信，你们应当祷告，寻求帮助和力量。
And two more times, Jesus goes and prays and comes back and finds them sleeping.
耶稣又去了两次，回来的时候发现他们还在睡觉。
Finally, the hour comes, and about 1,000 troops come walking into that garden.
然后这个时刻终于到来了，他们来了1,000多个人来逮捕耶稣。
And Peter, in his foolish pride, jumps up.
然后彼得他这个时候又盲目的自信，他跳了出来。
And he whips out his fishing knife.
他拔刀
and he takes a slice at the Malchus, the high priest's son.
然后呢，他就用这个刀削掉了这个队伍中大祭司仆人的耳朵。
And he gets his right ear, and off the ear comes.
他就把他的这个右耳给削掉了。
And Jesus says, "Put away your knife."
耶稣说，你把收刀入鞘吧。
And he heals the man.
然后他把这个人治愈了。
And what do all the disciples do?
其他的门徒在做什么？全部都四散逃走了。
They all fall away.
他们全部都跌倒。
Peter is trying to prove his profession. He's trying to prove his courage.
他企图来证明他自己的忠诚和勇气。
In his mind, he's going to be faithful.
因为在他的脑海中，他觉得自己是不可被摧毁的。
But he is dangerously overconfident and proud.
但是他却太过于自信了。
Proverbs 16:8 says, "Pride comes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall."
箴言16:18说到，骄傲在败坏以先，狂心在跌倒之前。
He fails to realize the brokenness in his own spirit.
他没有意识到他自己内肉体的软弱。
Now, to Peter's credit, he does follow the mob back to the trial.
但是他的骄傲也让他跟着审判，跟着审判耶稣的大祭司，然后到了这个院子里。
And it must have been a cold night because there was a fire in the courtyard.
因为在那天晚上应该是非常冷的，他们就升起了一堆火。
And he is by the fire.
他就站在火旁边烤火。
And a servant girl comes up, probably 12 years old.
这个时候呢，就有一个使女看到了她，大概12岁左右。
It says, "You were with the man."
她就说，你素来也是同那人一伙的。
And he says, "I was not."
但是彼得却说，我不认识他。
Then he goes away from the fire because he doesn't want to be discovered.
然后他就离开了，因为他怕被别人认出来。
But the evening is so cold, he is forced to go back.
但是那天晚上太冷了，然后他经受不了这个寒冷，就又回去了。
And because of his accent, they realize that he's a Galilean.
因为他说话有口音，大家就听出来他是加利利人。
And a second servant says, "You were with him, weren't you?"
然后这个使女就第二次说他，说你和那人是一党的，不是吗？
You're one of his disciples.
你是他的门徒之一。
And he says, I am not.
然后他又一次坚定地否认，我不是。
Finally, a third person comes up to him.
终于第三次来了。
And we find from the book of John that this was actually a relative of Malchus, the guy that lost his ear.
我们看，其实这个失去耳朵的这个人，他是约翰的亲戚。
And he says, surely you are one of them.
然后这个被削掉耳朵的人就说，我非常确定你就是他们一党的。
And Mark says that Peter starts to curse and swear.
在马可福音中有记载说彼得发咒起誓说我不认得这个人。
And he shouts at the top of his lungs, I don't know this man that you're talking about.
然后他真的是再一次极力的否认我不知道这个人。
So now he's not only denying it, but he is calling down curses of heaven on him if he's lying.
这一次他不光光是否认他并且起誓诅咒自己。
Have you ever met someone that says, I swear to you on a stack of Bibles, I'm telling the truth?
大家有没有去听到过这样的话，我对着圣经起誓，我说的是事实。
They're lying.
他们是撒谎的。
You don't need a stack of Bibles to tell the truth.
你不需要靠着圣经来对别人起誓。
But Peter calls down curses on himself if he's telling a lie.
但是他却对他的谎言，然后发咒起誓。
An interesting part of this story, though, is that just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed, the Lord turned and looked straight at Peter.
然后这个故事有趣的一点是在路加福音中记载的，当正说这话的时候，鸡就叫了，然后主就转过来看着彼得。
Jesus' face was probably bloodied and swollen.From the pounding that he had taken from these soldiers.
那个时候耶稣在经历审判之后，他可能脸上是鼻青脸肿的，满是被打的痕迹。
His garment probably had blood, his own blood from his prayer, as well as the blood from the punches.
然后他的身上，他的衣服上满是汗水和血迹，然后这个是被别人打的，或者是，而且也是他在祷告时候这个渗出的血迹。
And I'm sure at that moment when he locked eyes with Jesus, he will never, ever forget that moment.
我非常的确信，当主耶稣看向彼得眼睛的时候，那个眼神应该彼得一辈子都不会忘记。
So what is the danger of pride?
骄傲的危险是什么呢？
There's three dangers.
这里有三个危险。
One is pride boasts too much.
骄傲让我们自我夸耀。
Peter thought he was strong.
彼得觉得他自己非常的坚定。
He thought he was the man.
他觉得自己是有担当的人。
That he could handle anything that happened.
他可以处理任何可能发生的事情。
And this caused him to put confidence in his own strength.
但是这个骄傲却是他对于自己过于自信。
Beware.
他没有意识到。
Don't trust your own strength.
不要对于自己过度自信。
Second danger is pride fails to listen.
然后第二点是让我们不听劝解。
Jesus told him twice, you are going to fall away.
主耶稣告诉他很多遍说前面有很大的危险你会跌倒的。
But pride does this.
但是骄傲却让我们堵住了自己的耳朵。
I'm not going to listen.
我不想听。
Beware of not listening to people telling you the truth.
我们一定要警醒，当别人告诉我们事实的时候。
And the third danger.
第三个危险。
Is pride prays too little.
骄傲让我们疏于祷告。
One great evidence of pride in your life is the length of your prayers.
因为一个骄傲的迹象就是它让我们很少的去祷告。
If you pray, which on the national average of 7 minutes, that's not enough.
如果你只祷告七分钟的话，那其实是不够的。
The average Christian prays 7 minutes a day.
基督徒他们祷告的时间平均数是七分钟。
What that means is that the average Christian is trusting their strength.
这样也就意味着我们平时的基督徒全部都是过度的依靠自己。
Pray about everything. Pray all the time.
大家要时时刻刻的持续的祷告。
Let's move on to commitments that we need. The antidote to killing pride in our lives.
我们再来看一下消灭骄傲的一个办法。
And the first antidote is this, humility.
第一个就是谦卑。
Could you read that passage from James?
Okay. 我们来看一下雅各书的四章六到十节。但他赐更多的恩典，所以经上说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。故此，你们要顺服神，务要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人啊，要洁净你们的手；心怀二意的人啊，要清洁你们的心。你们要愁苦、悲哀、哭泣，将喜笑变作悲哀，欢乐变作愁闷。务要在主面前自卑，主就必叫你们升高。
Pride thinks about me and myself.
骄傲让我们认为一切都是关乎自己。
Do you realize that pride is the natural religion of hell?
大家有没有注意到，骄傲其实是来自地狱的一个非常自然而然的一个心意的这样一个信仰。
Every person in hell is in there because of pride.
这些在地狱的人都是因为他们的骄傲所导致的。
Because they said, I don't want to trust your salvation, I'll trust myself.
因为这些人他说，我不想信靠你的救恩，我想靠我自己。
But God opposes the proud. And God gives grace to the humble.
但是呢Sorry, I missed that sentence.
God opposes those that are proud, but he'll give grace to the humble.
但是他阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Now, people get confused about humility.
大家有的时候对于谦卑这个词有困惑。
They think humility is thinking poorly of yourself.
他们认为谦卑就是否定自己。
Oh, I'm terrible. I'm not worth anything.
谦卑不是说是我自己觉得我自己非常的糟糕，我没有价值。
Actually, that's a proud person.
如果你这么想的话，那你其实是个骄傲的人。
Because they're only thinking about how bad they are.
因为他们所有关心的是自己有多么的糟糕。
Humility is not thinking poorly of yourself. Humility is not thinking of yourself.
不是，骄傲不是说我们总想着自己，而是我们根本不应该考虑自己。
Humility is shining the spotlight to God.
谦卑呢是把荣耀归于神，让神在聚光灯下。
Humility says it's not about me, it's about him.
谦卑是说这一切都无关于我，这一切全部都是神的做工。
And when you humble yourself before God and give him the glory, that will kill pride in your life.
当你谦卑自己的时候，当你把所有的荣耀都归于神，那你这个时候就是真的做到了谦卑。
If you want to reduce all of life to the goal of life is this, give glory to God.
我们应当把自己生活所有的目标都归于将荣耀归于神。
The second antidote is obscurity.
第二点是默默无闻。
Obscurity is the state of being unknown, inconspicuous, and unimportant.
默默无闻的定义就是不被人所知道的，不显眼的和不重要的。
And Jesus modeled this for us.
其实主耶稣给我们做了一个很好的示范。
On the night of the Last Supper, they had dirty feet in that room. They had dirty feet. Their feet were all dirty.
就是在那天晚上的时候，这些所有的门徒，他们在那个房间里边，他们的脚都是脏的。
And they were all too proud to get up and wash each other's feet.
但是他们却非常的骄傲，他们不愿意为彼此洗脚。
So who did it?
所以谁这样做的呢？
Jesus did it.
主耶稣为他们洗脚。
And it says he did it unannounced.
但是呢，他做这些都是在默默无闻的去做。
It wasn't like trumpets, da da da. You're going to see a great act of service right now.
当我们在自夸自耀的时候，我们常常是大肆的宣扬，让所有的人都知道。
Jesus quietly got up, wrapped the towel around himself, and started washing their feet.
但是主耶稣他却默默地站起来，拿好毛巾，然后给各个门徒洗脚。
If you want to kill pride in your life,
如果你想消灭自己的骄傲，
serve behind the scenes and don't tell anyone.
那你们应该在幕后默默地去做服侍，而不是让聚光灯打在你们的身上。
Say, Lord, I'm going to serve here just because you can see, not anyone else.
当你们去做这些事的时候，你的心只看向主耶稣。主耶稣，我这些都是为你做的，我不希望让别人知道。
The third antidote to killing pride.
第三个可以消灭骄傲的方式。
It's bowing.
就是屈膝。
I don't think Christians bow anymore.
我并不认为现在大多数的基督徒他们会屈膝。
Now we're not required to bow when we pray.
其实当我们祷告的时候，这个并不是一个硬性的要求。
It's just a lot of great followers of God have.
但是呢，这些跟随主耶稣的门徒，他给我们做了一个很好的示范。
Paul prayed on his knees.
保罗他屈膝下跪祷告。
King Solomon prayed on his knees.
所罗门也是屈膝下跪祷告。
Ezra prayed on his knees.
以斯拉也这样做。
The psalmist prayed on his knees.
所罗门也这样做。
Daniel prayed on his knees three times every day.
但以理每天都会跪下三次祷告。
When people came to Jesus, they bowed on their knees.
当来到主耶稣面前的时候，他们下跪祷告。
Stephen prayed on his knees.
斯提凡他也跪下呼求主。
Peter prayed on his knees.
彼得也跪下祷告。
And most importantly, Jesus prayed on his knees.
但最重要的是，主耶稣他也跪下祷告。
Not all the time.
并不是所有的时候他都这样做。
This is not a requirement.
因为这个不是说硬性要求。
It's just the way to kill pride.
但是这样呢，他会帮我们去破碎我们的骄傲。
Get on your knees.
所以大家屈膝。
Humble yourself before God.
放低我们的姿态来到神面前。
And pray.
并且向他倾心吐意。
It will kill pride in your life.
它会彻底地破碎你生命中的骄傲。
Truth telling.
第四点，讲诚实话。
Could you read Ephesians 4:25?
Yeah. 我们来看以弗所书的4:25。所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互相为肢体。
Have any of you seen American Idol?
大家有没有看过美国偶像？
If you've seen American Idol, could you just raise your hand?
大家如果看过这个综艺节目，大家举一下手。
Just under some understanding. Okay, so many of you haven't.
所以大家很多人都看过。
It's a singing competition.
它是一个歌唱比赛。
And as they start this competition, they allow any volunteer to come forward.
就是他这个是没有门槛，所有的人都可以参加的。
And they literally have tens of thousands of people auditioning.
所以有上万的人他们都来参加。
And some of these people are terrible.
很多这些人唱的真的是太糟了。
And they get up and they give them a microphone.
他们站到台上拿着麦克风。
And they start singing.
当他们唱歌的时候。
And you go, ah!
然后我们真的是想把耳朵堵起来。
This is terrible.
他们唱的太差了。
Now here's the question.
但问题是
，How did they get that far, thinking they were a great singer?
但是这些人为什么会这么自信，他们可以站在台上唱歌呢
？The answer is, they don't have good friends.
答案是他们身边没有好朋友。
Because a good friend would say, "Listen, your voice isn't good enough for American Idol."
因为你身边如果讲实话的朋友，他会告诉你，你的声音，你的歌声还达不到那个水平。
Or maybe their friends have told them, but they're not listening, like Peter.
或者是他的朋友有告诉过他，但是他却选择不听，就像彼得一样。
But you can do a lot of damage in your life if you go through life without somebody telling you the truth.
所以，当如果你的身边有缺乏给你忠告的人的时候，你的生活就会一团糟。
And let me tell you a personal story how. My life was filled with pride.
我来给大家讲一个我自己的故事。
This is a paintbrush.
这个是个刷墙的刷子。
And I consider myself a pretty good painter.
我觉得我自己刷墙刷得特别好。
No, I consider myself a great painter.
不，我觉得我是一个超级好的。
The only problem I have, though, is I am handicapped.
但是问题是我其实自己自身有个缺陷。
I have a malady called color blindness.
我其实是个色盲。
I can't see certain colors.
我无法分辨某些颜色。
And for years in the house,
就多年以来
I would see an area that needed to be repaired.
当我看到某些地方需要去修的时候
or repainted,
或者是重新去粉刷的时候
and I would get out the paint and a paintbrush and paint that area.
然后呢，我就会拿出这个刷子，然后把那个区域给补上。
And my wife would come home.
然后我的妻子回到家中后。
And she would say,
她会说
What have you done?
你做了什么？
Because I painted the wall a completely different color than it was.
因为我刷了个完全和墙不一样的颜色。
But in my vision, it was exactly the same color.
但是从我的眼睛看起来，它们是一模一样的颜色。
And we argued many, many times about me painting.
然后呢，我们就为了这个事情吵了很多架。
And one day she came to me.
然后有一天呢，她来到我面前。
After I mispainted something again.
然后在我去又把墙给刷了个不同颜色之后。
She sat me down.
然后呢，她就坐下来。
She said, I need to tell you the truth.
说我必须得告诉你事实。
If you pick up a paintbrush again, I'm going to kill you.
如果你要是再拿刷子起来的
话 No, she didn't say that. That's
his joke. 我就杀了你，就是开玩笑的。
She said, honey, you have a handicap you cannot see, so you need to ask me to help you.
然后他就说，你有这个缺陷，你没有办法分辨颜色，你应该来寻求我的帮助，让我来告诉你正确的颜色。
And I humbled myself that day.
然后那一天呢，我就谦卑我自己。
And I said, honey, I will never again pick up a paintbrush.
然后我就对他说，我以后再也不会独自去拿起这个刷子了。
Without your eyes guiding me.
如果要是你没有在你没有告诉我正确的颜色之前，我不会去做这个事情。
And our marriage got really close.
然后呢，我们就关系变得非常的亲密。
But the truth of the matter is, you need to go home today and ask your spouse.Do you see any blind spots in me?
你今天想要做的一个功课呢，就是你回到家去问你的配偶，我是不是有什么问题，然后你有些什么忠告给我。
You need to ask your friends, hey, can you help me as far as going through life? I might not be seeing everything correctly.
然后呢，当你对自己的人生没有什么确定的答案的时候，你也可以去寻求朋友的帮助和他们的意见。
Truth-telling friends will help kill pride in your life.
当我们身边的人有说实话的朋友的时候，对我们讲实话，我们就他可以帮助我们来消灭我们的骄傲。
And our final antidote to killing pride is to follow the example of Jesus.
最后一个消灭骄傲的方式是效仿主耶稣。
We read these scriptures earlier, so we won't reread them right now. But let me just point something out.
让我来提出来几个比较重点需要大家知道的地方。
An invitation to follow Jesus is actually an invitation to unfollow pride.
当我们被邀请跟随主耶稣基督的时候，实际上就是让我们不要再跟随自己的骄傲。
We need to have the very same attitude that Jesus Christ had.
我们应该也具有主耶稣基督的形象，他的态度。
And his attitude was to serve people.
他的态度是去服侍身边的人。
His attitude was to sacrifice for people.
他的态度呢，是让我们和他一样去牺牲自己。
And that radical approach of serving people is going to kill pride in your life.
当我们有一颗服侍人的心的时候，那我们就可以放下自己的骄傲了。
When we realize that Jesus went to the cross for us, we will have the motivation to have that attitude.
当我们意识到主耶稣他竟然可以为我们 在十字架上舍命的时候，我们就有更大的动力来消灭我们的骄傲。
Today is the perfect day to kill pride in your life.
所以大家从今天就开始练习去消灭你们生命中的骄傲。
To say yes to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
对主耶稣的福音说是。
And to embrace radical humility.
去拥抱谦卑。
Lord, I pray for this congregation.
主啊，我为我们的教会祷告。
I'd ask that today would be a day in which pride is killed.
主啊，我们希望今天是那一天，消灭我们骄傲的那一天。
And that we embrace the example of our Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们愿意去效仿我们的救主主耶稣基督的形象。
Who took the very nature of a servant.
主啊，我们愿意像他一样去服侍他人。
May we all become servants.
让我们都成为一个服侍人的这样的使徒。
Serving in obscurity.
然后去帮助别人。
Giving our lives for others.
去为别人去舍命。
Lord, give us the power to do this.
求恩主你赐给我们力量，让我们可以行出来。
Through your Holy Spirit.
通过圣灵来帮助我们，坚固我们。
In Jesus' name we pray this.
祷告不配，乃是奉我主耶稣基督宝贵的名。阿门。
Amen.